The Lord says, I'm restoring the ministry of intercession and intimacy with me, with my bride in this season. And I see the voice of the Lord being released across the nations of the earth to his bride, and he's ministering and speaking to his people in this season of the call of the watchman. And as they say yes to the call of the watchman, the call to watch and pray, the call to pray for governments, the call to pray for nations, the call to pray for specific ministries, the call to pray for all in authority, for presidents, for rulers, for key decision makers, the call to pray for economic systems, the call to pray for college campuses, the call to pray for children yet to be born, the call to the birth, the Josephs, the call to birth, the Daniels. There is a marking from Jesus. Jesus walks the earth to those who would heed the call of the Spirit to say, I will be a watchman in the earth. And there is a supernatural glory that is yet to come upon the people. But as God's people say yes to the call of watchmen, yes to the call of love first, yes to the call of intimacy, yes to the call of ministry before the audience of one, there is a fresh filling and a fresh fire and an apostolic marking, so that the things, the treasures, the Lord says, say yes in this season, because there are treasures, there are wisdom, there are strategy, there's unknown things that I desire to be birthed through the ministry of the watchman, through the ministry of intercession. The watchman prayers will turn the nations back. The watchman prayers will open up brass heavens. The watchman prayers will keep consistent open heavens and a habitation for my glory. It is the ministry of the watchman that must become the foundation of what I'm doing in the earth today. And Jesus walks the earth to mark men and women, young and old, who said yes. And to those who have stayed the course year after year in the secret place where no one knows, the Lord says to you, stay on, keep your eyes high, stay on the mark of the high call, stay in that place, because great will be your reward.
It is time for an explosion of my voices in the earth to be birthed in this season. I say to the bride, pray for the laborers to go out to the fields and hold their hand to the plow, for the harvest of souls is ripe. Yes, I am giving those called to be voices of awakening wisdom, counsel, and the tongue of the learned. As they open their mouth in obedience, I will speak through them with heavenly words that will break the power of demonic deception, as my light and truth breaks in and through even the most deceived and hardened heart. Yes, this is the hour for my voices of awakening to arise and shine in the earth to proclaim the truth of who I am. For I am the great I am, and I will give understanding to this generation of who they really are called to be, that will result in divine deliverance, healing, and restoration of identity. My voices are coming out of the hiddenness. The season of extended wilderness preparation is coming to an end, as their assignment and destiny in the earth goes forth with an expected end. The cry of Hannah, those grounded in worship and prayer, will push and birth these voices in the earth through fervent intercession. Yes, I am releasing fresh fire on the intercessors and fresh fire to my voices of awakening in a way they have yet to experience my holy fire. where there is the presence of strange fire in the nations. Behold, I am releasing holy fire in the nations to purify and prevail in this generation, to snatch many from the fire. Yes, beloved, listen, look up. I am arousing my voices from the place of hiding, and I am sending them out as sent ones, empowered with my spirit, power, resurrection life, and truth, says the Lord.